Health talk by those who care. Have a health question or comment? Let us know at Jay County Hospital. Health talk by those who care.
Welcome to Health Talk by Those Who Care. I'm Christy Henry, your community health educator here at Jay County Hospital. I'm glad you've tuned in to Health Talk today. Health Talk is sponsored by the Jay County Hospital Foundation. Each week, we will discuss your health questions, check out the latest fitness tips, and share a healthy recipe provided by the registered dietitian from the Jay County Hospital Nutritional Services Department. If you have a question, you can email me at khenry@jcountyhospital.com and I'll get your question on the air. Don't go away. We have great things to share in the next few minutes.
Health Talk is sponsored by the Jay County Hospital Foundation. Thank you for making a difference in Jay County and the surrounding communities.
Each year, nutrition trends that were once all the rage fade away and new trends emerge, sometimes making headlines. While a few trends, like gluten-free products, seem to be long-lived, others, like vitamin waters or fat-free cookies, see their heyday and then they're relegated to the back row of the nutrition show. So it's that time again, time to look into the nutrition crystal ball for 2017 and see what's new, what's hot, and what you can expect in the coming months. Here's the forecast. Souping. Souping is the new juicing. It's definitely on the horizon. We're not referring to bone broth diets that encourage you to sip on soup before a meal to tame your appetite, but rather to exclusive souping meal plans that even include desserts. While exclusive juice diets are billed as cleanses or detoxes, the one ingredient with the most detoxing power is fiber, and that's trashed after the juice is squeezed out. Not so with soups, which often contain whole vegetables and, in the case of breakfast soups, even contains fruit. The soups keep the fiber, seeds, rind, and pulp that juicing often discards. There are breakfast soups, known as smoothie bowls, and even dessert soups. Because you have to sit down and eat with a spoon, breakfast smoothie bowls encourage people to enjoy their breakfast more mindfully. Another trend is sprouted grains. While sprouted grains have been around for a while, the prediction is they'll become more mainstream. Sprouting provides increased vitamins and minerals, antioxidants, increased digestibility, and nutrient absorption. Sprouting creates enzymes that make plant proteins, essential fatty acids, starches, and vitamins more available for absorption. Some research suggests that sprouted buckwheat can decrease blood pressure and help protect against fatty liver. And sprouted brown rice can help reduce blood glucose levels and improve immune function in breastfeeding mothers. In addition to chips and crackers, you can also expect a wider variety of sprouted food products. And this can include grain cereals, snack bars, rice, and risotto mixes. Another trend is more products with less sugar. Companies will be under increasing pressure to reduce the added sugar content of their products. And as a result, they'll be turning to more of the so-called natural sweeteners, like stevia, maple syrup, agave syrup, monk fruit, date sugar, and coconut palm sugar. Some provide as many calories as table sugar, while others contain fewer calories, and some, like stevia, are calorie-free. While certain natural sweeteners, like date sugar, provide nutrients that are absent from table sugar, there's little or no research to suggest that alternative natural sweeteners provide any health benefits. Americans consume upwards of 22 teaspoons of added sugar per day, and there's no debate this amount should be reduced significantly. There will be a greater demand and increased offerings of products containing reduced amounts of sugar, replaced with one or more of these natural sweeteners, many of which are metabolized by the body no differently than sucrose. Another thing to be on the lookout for is a probiotic push. Probiotics have been around for a while, These good bacteria, like Acidophilus or Bifidus, have been found in yogurts and yogurt-like products for a long time. However, looking forward to 2017, it won't be uncommon to find probiotic fortified foods and beverages, such as orange juice, cereals, and waters. There are also vegan buttery spreads made from virgin coconut oil with probiotics added, microwavable high-protein muffins with probiotics, and organic fruit and vegetable juices, sweetened with maple syrup and probiotics added. And it's not just about improving intestinal health. There's an important gut-brain connection you may be hearing more about. Research suggests that probiotics may be helpful in treating symptoms of depression. Whether or not there are live, active good bacteria in these new products to improve health is another question. Full-fat dairy. Now that people are starting to embrace more fat in their diets, there may be more full-fat and reduced-fat, as opposed to fat-free, dairy products being used. Consumption of whole milk dairy products is on the rise as part of a whole, natural, and real trend. And there's a growing understanding that milk fat isn't as bad for you and may actually be good for you. Milk fat contains bioactive compounds and a fat that research suggests may decrease the risk of coronary heart disease and depress cancer cell growth. The trend may be catching up with the research. In 2013, three comprehensive independent reviews published by the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, the Journal of the American Heart Association, and the European Journal of Nutrition concluded that there's no association between dairy fat or high-fat dairy foods with obesity, type 2 diabetes, or cardiometabolic risk. But not everyone agrees with these findings. The DASH diet and MyPlate.gov still recommend consuming low-fat or non-fat dairy products. And while the scientific report of the 2015 U.S. Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee pointed out that consumption of dairy foods provides numerous health benefits, including lower risk of diabetes, metabolic syndrome, cardiovascular disease, and obesity, the evidence on dairy fat wasn't specifically addressed. Better with beets. Beets have been at the bottom of the vegetable hierarchy, as any fan of the show The Office can attest. When the character Dwight Schrute talks about his beet farm, his boss Michael Scott tells him, "Dwight, beets are the worst. Nobody likes beets." Well, food companies are now betting that the tide has turned and beets increasingly will be found on American tables. Beet juice, alone and combined with passion fruit juice, along with beet hummus and beet-infused sports drinks, might be on the upswing. Consuming more beets would be a good thing because they're rich in antioxidant compounds, folate, fiber, and the minerals manganese, potassium, copper, and magnesium. Consumption of beets and beet concentrate holds promise as a treatment for oxidative stress and inflammation. Its constituents possess potent antioxidant, anti-inflammatory, and chemopreventive activity. And the last trend we'll talk about today is a renewed push for protein. We can expect more research on the benefits of intakes of high-quality protein, especially in middle-aged men and women. Much of the protein research to date has been in young and older populations, but the National Institutes of Health is calling for more research proposals that focus on protein intakes and its health effects in middle-aged population. So those are some up-and-coming trends for 2017. Feel free to call or email me if you have any questions or if you'd like more information on these trends. My number here at the hospital is 726-1853, and my email is khenry@jcountyhospital.com. And here's your recipe for the day. Joining us is Braylon Henry, a second grader at General Shanks Elementary.
I'm Braylon Henry, a second grader at General Shanks Elementary, and the recipe of the day is healthy frosted lemonade. This is like Chick-fil-A's recipe. This recipe serves two people. Ingredients: 3 lemons, 1 cup ice cubes, 1/4 cup water, 2 cups vanilla frozen yogurt. Directions: juice the lemons and add the juice to a blender with the ice. Blitz until the ice is completely crushed, adding a little of the water at a time to help it all come together. If any big bits of ice remain, then just discard them. Add the frozen yogurt and blitz again. If the mixture is still too thick, then add another splash of water. Pour into glasses and serve immediately. You can find more recipes at superhealthykids.com.
Thank you for listening to Health Talk by Those Who Care. Remember, if you've missed any part of our show, you can listen to it on our website at jcountyhospital.com. We look forward to talking to you next week, and until then, here's to your health.
Health Talk by Those Who Care. Have a health question or comment? Let us know at Jay County Hospital. Health Talk by Those Who Care.